Batman here. There's a big difference between Longshot and Batman.
This is it.
One's more naive than the other.
And that intro is provided by Mike. Welcome to the Read Comics Podcast.
Which one? Who do you think we're talking about? Let you, the listeners, decide.
Well, they heard you say the names.
I think so, yeah.
Really? When did you start recording?
Whatever. So, this is Podcast 37. I'm Marty.
I'm Jason.
Florence.
And I'm Mike.
And together, we are...
ReadComics.orgs!
Did you see our new logo? Our new logo is awesome.
We talked about it last time, I think.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Did we? I was going to bring it
up. Was the third one? Yeah, it was, because it was post-Pride.
It was all the kissing.
Oh, Mike, I wanted you to make the logo out of all Galactus.
Galactus?
I took a bunch of pictures from the... the
Con?
No, from the podcast, from the last book club, whatever that was, Annihilation.
Oh.
And there's enough there to probably do a header.
Oh, so actual photos.
Header.
Yeah.
Wait, you took a pic. That'll look kind
of... It'll be fine.
Of Galactus, or of...
Yeah.
No, the fact that it's pictures of the comic rather than scans of the comic.
Well, you could find the scans of the pictures I took. Or find your own if you want it. But
I have an idea for the other banner, for the next banner.
What's your idea?
It's I want you guys and Susie to submit names of characters or titles of comics that you want featured on the banner.
Ooh.
And I'll find something for them.
Right.
So you pick the banner.
I just said Galactus.
Well, that was one of
our
guys.
Be a part of it.
I
want
them to
do
the whole
thing. You guys need to put together.
See.
You guys need to put together 2 to 3 titles or characters. And something that hasn't been used before.
I know of a couple.
Okay, well, email it to me.
All right, I'll email it to you.
And you can have Galactus or Annihilation, or both, because it's a character and a comic.
You should make the PDF available, or not PDF, PDF, PSD, so that anyone could make one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that idea.
I like that idea.
We could have mashups.
You open a PSD on another computer and it might flatten some of it, it might not work out.
Fine.
The layers may not preserve.
It's all
Adobe.
It's not always
Photoshop.
Well, we went to the source today
and spent
and
way too much money.
Comics. How much money did you spend, Mike?
I spent like 68 comics, but that's over a month.
Comics.
Okay, it's been $68.
Wow, that's like $200.
$68 on more. Actually, I think it's more about closer to 2 months that I missed because I got 3 issues of Mighty Avengers and 3 issues of X Factor.
That's true.
So.
Although that's. Yeah, okay.
And those are published pretty, those usually aren't late, so they might have been more than a monthly comic recently, but I don't know for sure.
Are they all still Dark Reign?
Nonetheless, it's been a while. Oh my god, there's more Dark Reign than you can shake a fist at. Shake a stick at, I should say.
I shake my fist.
Now they're starting on, what is it? The Dark Avengers X-Men crossover, which goes by... What's it
called? There's their time slip thing.
Their time slip thing? Oh, yeah. I'm
2009
not, I,
to 2099?
I saw that. I'm not reading any of that. Utopia, it's called. The
Utopia.
X-Men Dark Avengers crossover is called Utopia.
Huh.
Which actually looks kind of interesting. Although, I don't get the X's on the vagina like a Dagger has.
Dagger's not a mutant.
Okay.
Damn it.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that she can't be featured in an X-Men comic.
Well, but is she one of the X-Men? Is she one of the Dark X-Men?
Apparently, according to this title.
Who are the Dark X-Men?
I haven't read it yet, but on the cover we see Cloak and Dagger. Is it Dakin or Dakin? Wolverine's son. Dakin?
Oh.
Namor.
Dakin.
And what appears to me to be Warren Worthington, the Angel, and Emma Frost, and this other guy that I am not sure who he is.
Let me see.
Then there's the X on the vagina.
That is an X on a vagina.
Whoa.
That's Omega Red.
It is?
Well, some version of Omega Red. It's got to be because it has an Omega on its chest.
Technically, the X is more of a clip than
maybe it's
vagina.
An Omega flight.
Well, here's another.
Maybe it's Captain Omega.
Here's another cover.
This is kind of her mound.
Maybe it's Omega the Unknown.
Here's another cover featuring all those characters as well as Professor Xavier and I think Exodus. And the X on Dagger is now featured more over her belly button than her mound.
If you went straight in, you could say X marks the G spot.
So the Omega character is
How it should go.
Who would this be? Omega Red? Do you think a different version of Omega Red?
I don't know. I haven't read it yet. It looks kind of like from the Canadian.
Oh, hey! Did you buy this just for the second page?
Is that Namor?
That's Norman Osborn. That's disgusting. He's like 70 years old.
That's Namor.
Is that Namor?
You would do Norman Osborn.
Pointy ears.
Oh, you're right. That is Namor. Yeah, I do Namor before Norman Osborn for sure. He's a little bit haughty, but you know that can be kind of hot in certain contexts.
as long as he's
going to leave the next morning.
He said he's a hottie.
a hottie. He's got that swimmer's
body.
You know, that's pretty hot.
Are you picking up Marvel Divas? Because apparently it's fierce.
Oh my god. Okay, read who's in Marvel's
Divas. You know what? I actually meant to post about that a long time ago. I saw a post about it on Jezebel that just made it sound so terrible. Like, it's supposed to be a comic about superhero heroines, but all they do is, like, talk about boys.
Nice.
You know, I read some Chick-Lit, and that's all they talk about.
You read Chick-Lits?
Chick-Lit books. Shoes.
Well, what I'm saying is, there is some lame stuff out there that's mass marketed to what women supposedly are looking for.
Yeah.
Some women like it. You know, it's guilty pleasure, nothing against it. But this is just, like, craven marketing bullshit based on whatever they think, like, a girl audience is looking for out of comics.
Miss Marvel Divas, it's Black Cat, Firestar, Monica Rambeau, whatever she's called these days, and Hellcat.
Photon, is it now?
Is it Photon?
It might be.
But on top of it, supposedly being marketed to girls, like, because all they're doing is sitting around and doing
I think it's
things,
more marketed
it's
to gay
so
boys.
Cheesecake. Like, the, yeah.
It's true.
It's also B-list characters. I would not consider any of them divas. I mean, if divas are the, you know, superstars, the A-list characters, it should be Storm, Invisible Woman, She-Hulk, and Emma Frost.
Yeah. Who cares? Actually, on the Comic Book Queers forum, there was a there was a thread that was a little bit of a tempest in the teapot about Marvel Divas, in that all the gay boys said, "This looks like it's going to be so cool," and all the girls were like going, "You got to be kidding me."
I do want to make a point out, this is back to what we were just talking about, but when we do the blurb for this one, we have to talk about Dagger's Mound.
Dagger's Mound.
I'm writing the blurb, and I don't want to talk about Dagger's Mouth.
Here's what else I got. Besides a lot of this Utopia series, I got the latest issue of Runaways, which is Stuart Immonen is the writer now.
Oh.
I think he's the regular
so
one.
So did Terry Moore do a whole arc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he related?
He did a couple arcs, I think. I think he was on for more than one arc. He did the weird zombie one and the one that came before that.
Okay.
So... Astonishing X-Men, which honestly, I couldn't even tell you what this was about leading up to this. That's how
it was. Else.
Yeah.
Oh.
It hasn't come out all that frequently that I can remember, and it hasn't been an exciting storyline. Yeah.
Well, it's funny to see a new issue of No Hero from him as well, because I was just thinking the other day that I don't know the last time he put one out of those.
So
that wasn't that long ago.
In addition to three issues of X-Factor and Mighty Avengers, I also got three issues of Uncanny X-Men. However, only got one issue of Runaways, one issue of Thor, one issue of
Astonishing,
and so that tells you how
this
frequently some of the comics.
And Astonishing is really cool. I think.
Who's the artist?
Is it
Simone Bianchi?
It's really
I think
detailed
it is.
And
yeah,
kind of photorealistic almost.
The art is cool at first, but after a while, it's a little bit much for a full comic. I think it'd be better served as a cover art than
like this just this page is...
You just love it because it's
awesome.
A spaceship.
It's really cool. It's a cool spaceship.
Yeah, those kinds of scenes are cool, but when they have like characters in close proximity, it suffers a little bit more, I think.
If anyone wants to draw a comic that Marty will totally buy, as long as you have boobs and spaceships.
And robots.
Boobs, robots, and spaceships.
Boobs with robots.
Okay.
Robots
so
with boobs.
When I make a comic, that's what I should call it.
Boobs, robots, and spaceships.
I also got the two newest issues of New Mutants, numbers 2 and 3, just to keep on the gay bashing and the hate crimes against gays.
So you have New Mutants and you have X Factor.
Yes.
If you put New Mutants and X Factor together, do they
maybe
explode?
It's a straight comic.
Do they cancel each other out?
Maybe. It's funny, when I got my pull, there were. So the last issue I'd gotten was 42. So 44 was in my poll.
Yeah.
45 was not, which is the issue.
And
then 46 was in there. I'm like, okay, they didn't give me 45 for some reason where Richter and Shatterstar kiss. So I was
sure
kind of pissed off.
Totally did that on purpose.
Well, I'm sure it was an accident.
Make
but
mistakes with the poll.
So I
bet the source is gay bashing you, Mike.
No. I was just upset that I figured it might have been sold out or something like that, and I wouldn't be able to find the issue.
Oh yeah.
And turns out they had tons of them.
Tons of them.
Yeah.
I bet because everyone returned it.
No, I think I think they just overordered. I'm sure they sold a few more issues. I'm sure they didn't sell less issues. But they probably knew about it and ordered a bit more.
So what we're talking about, and that was a pill jar.
Sorry.
Nobody farted.
I thought you didn't have to take this anymore.
You said the...
Okay.
Wow, this is podcast magic, people. The issue of X Factor that we're talking about is issue 45, where on the last page, Richter and Shatterstar, after how many years, finally kiss.
With tongue.
Wait, you can't see their tongue.
Yeah, but you can tell it's going on.
You can tell it's an open mouth kiss.
And I think Shatterstar, being from another dimension, might have two tongues.
Oh, wow.
It's hollow bones.
Nice.
Yeah, it's hollow bones. Hollow boners.
Hollow boners. It has been intimated that Richter and Shatterstar have been interested in each other, but this is the first time where we've actually seen two male... I think it is the first time in Marvel Comics, at least in the Marvel Comics universe, where two males have
even
kissed.
In Ultimate X-Men?
Well, Ultimate is not the Marvel universe.
Okay. We were talking published by Marvel earlier. So.
Well, I thought we were talking about Marvel continuity.
Okay.
I don't know. Have Northstar and Colossus kissed?
Or Colossus
Ultimate?
And anybody else? I don't know.
Colossus is gay in the Ultimate Universe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Has been for quite
and North
a while.
And Northstar is gay in just
everywhere.
Universe.
Yeah.
Well, so...
But, like, Wiccan and
Asgardian.
Hulkling...
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah. Wiccan and Asgardian would be interesting.
Well,
would be in the mirror.
Kissed.
What?
That's such bullshit.
Have they?
I mean, they have.
Nah, no, they haven't
friends.
Shown them kiss or anything like that.
Yeah,
the
Caroline and Zavin, they kiss all the time.
Zavin's a tranny, though.
That's true.
Do they kiss all the time? I when I was doing the panel, I was hard pressed to finding a panel online of them kissing.
Oh, maybe not.
I didn't go through my old comics and scan them. I tried to find panels
maybe
available
not.
Online.
But now that the closet door has been thrown open, do you think we're going to see...
Well, we still haven't seen the aftermath of the kiss. What's going to, I'm still half expecting the Richter to push him away going, what the hell are you doing?
You
Although,
saw in the next
I know,
issue
I know. They had their arms
that
wrapped
they are
around each other.
Embracing
it could be
and
one of those lost in the moment things, though.
Maybe.
It'll be interesting what they do with it.
Takes
I think
issue after issue.
I think Peter David is well smart enough to know that if he presented that and then retracted it somehow, people would be so pissed off at him.
They would
be up in arms.
I wonder if this is Marvel's litmus test to see how it goes over. Because X Factor,
while
it's a good comic and it's written by Peter David, is not one of their top tier comics.
Well,
it's
no, it's not. No, but. I want to say that Marvel is putting, whenever there is a gay character featured, they seem to be going out of their way to let people know. Like, anytime, if you read Uncanny X-Men, which is written by, is it Matt Fraction?
Yeah.
Anytime they show Karma, they, in panels, they say, likes chicks, and stuff like that. They let you know. Northstar, they definitely played the homosexuality in a positive way, I thought. You know, made it seem... It wasn't like they were beating you over the head over it like they were with Karma, but...
Who was writing at the time where he had the big crush on Bobby?
The worst writer ever. You know who I'm talking about.
I can't remember his name.
I will not speak his name, because it's like saying Candyman three times.
Who was it? I can't remember his name.
It wasn't Joe Casey.
I'm
actually forgetting the name of the guy. He was an artist on Elektra for a while.
We put a sign.
Frank Miller.
No. That's too funny. I'm forgetting.
But yeah, I mean, that he almost made Northstar annoyingly gay.
Yeah.
With the whole chasing Bobby and...
Yeah.
Oh, well. Whatever.
There were many... He had many crimes against comics in general.
It wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was. Let's take a poll out of everyone that reads comics in the universe and see...
Oh, whatever.
In the universe, go.
What have we seen?
That was the collective
you know,
boo that you just
I'll
heard.
Tell you who the worst X-Men writer ever was. Chris Claremont after he returned to the X-Men.
I will agree that it wasn't great. I think the start of his run when he returned wasn't too bad. But I think they also kind of castrated him to a certain extent on what he was able to do. Extreme X-Men was not bad. There's been far worse stuff published since he returned to the X-Men universe than Extreme X-Men was.
Hmm.
Did you read Extreme X-Men?
No.
You should.
They
it was
have...
not bad.
Do you have them all?
Was it Extreme?
Yeah.
Okay, then maybe
there
I'll
like
borrow
some issues.
Because they had one trade at the library of Extreme X-Men, and it was like somewhere in the middle. So I wasn't going to get involved with it from that aspect.
He did some interesting stuff.
I did not pick up many comics today, but I did pick up the second issue of Wednesday Comics, which I love. I know that other people in this room are not as fond of it as I am.
I'm not...
Wednesday Comics? That's the...
Oh,
the
yes,
Hibachi.
The DC thing.
Well, right. When they're all out, I definitely want to read them.
When they're all out?
Oh,
you don't want to do
Marty
the
was,
week by week?
This is the anti-Marty comic.
It is the anti-Marty comic, because it's... one single big page of comic a week for each story.
How many
but
stories
like there's like 15 stories per issue.
How much is it?
It is too expensive. It's $4. And
that's not so much.
Well, no, but for what they're doing, DC really should have changed it up a little bit, charge like $2 or less, and put it out on every newsstand. Everywhere you could buy USA Today, they should have had it.
I think
there.
It might have been tough to do that on a limited run.
Yeah. You're probably right. But
it's not as easy as...
Because I think it's something that really could have pulled people into reading comics again.
I think they should have done something to this extent, but then publish it on the web.
Nah, see, I like the idea that they are doing it in a way that... is reminiscent of old-time newspaper comics. And I think that there are a lot of people who would read it with their kids, but they're not going to go out of their way to... Non-comic fans aren't going to go out of their way to find it.
Actually, what might have been an also cool idea is that, similar to what they're doing with the Superman one, putting it in USA Today.
Yeah, but apparently they only put the first one
in. No, they're not putting everyone in?
I guess not.
They should have syndicated it. Each story should have been syndicated. In,
that would have
in
been
the
a cool idea.
Country's newspapers.
Well, in the country's newspapers? Which ones? How many are left?
Whoever. Yeah, it's true. But and comics don't fare too well anymore.
Which is
in
really...
newspapers, but...
There have been... studies done about, you know, what people remember about newspapers, what people like get fired up about in the newspapers. And comics is actually pretty high up there.
Yeah,
when
I think the reason they're doing badly is because they're terrible these days.
When newspapers cancel a comic, they tend to get more letters out of canceling a comic than any editorial type thing.
And yet the comic pages has continued to shrink and shrink.
Yep.
And
yep.
While they try to
repetitive.
That or they try to stuff more into them, more comics into them.
I don't know.
There's some really good ones out there, like Get Fuzzy's really awesome. I like Pearls Before Swine. Gilbert's always funny.
Well, not always. But
not always,
yeah.
But consistently funny. Cat is playing with the ball. Oop. Sorry.
Did you just throw the ball?
I did throw the ball.
And you hit me in the shoulder.
That was with my left hand. I have to
this
pitch tomorrow, so hopefully I can
softball.
Do better.
Yeah.
I won't be pitching with my left hand. I was actually aiming for your head, by the way, so it wasn't that far off.
All right, what'd you get?
Can't believe how I missed it, how big it is.
I don't know if Florence has them all over there. The only one I've read is The Walking Dead.
I read that as
the
well.
The Docking Wed.
The Docking Wed.
The Unwritten.
Yep, The Unwritten.
That must be a quick story.
It's already done.
So I
no,
hasn't
been
what they
yet.
Did with The Walking Dead. In that they're trying to promote another comic with it.
Flip it over,
yeah,
see what it is.
It's a full issue of Chew on the back.
Number
Chew.
One.
Number one.
I just feel
which
like
we already have.
Because we already bought that.
Yeah,
so
well,
now we just
we had it in color. It just
is
black and white.
Did they jump? Did they bring up the price
no,
on
it
Walking
costs
Dead?
The same.
$2.99.
Well, that's cool then.
For $2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we were talking.
If they scanned
previously.
The barcode on the other side, it would cost more. No.
Yeah, we were talking about
depending
how
on which one you buy.
You know, the guy in Chew had said Robert Kirkman was a big reason that he
right.
wrote Chew.
The creator of Chew, who had said that he had been inspired to do a creator-led comic after doing lots of work for hire because of Robert Kirkman's online manifesto. About how that is what creators should be doing.
I did rent, finally, after many years of not reading it or avoiding it, I picked up Marvel Zombies from the library.
Oh, that's right. We also went to the library and picked up a whole bunch of trades.
Picked up our
that's
next book club.
I do
want to
read that Marvel Zombies. So
okay. Picked up our next book clubs. This will be kind of a little plug for our next book club, the American.
Which Marty had
Chinese.
Already read. Did you read
American
it when I read it?
American Born Chinese.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think
Susie
lent it to us.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, but they didn't have the sequel, which we also want to read.
I have that out right now myself.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to
but
get it from you.
When do you guys get back from?
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks.
Right.
Wow. Two weeks. Anyone know what that's from?
It's probably no podcast.
Two weeks.
Yeah, because there would have been otherwise.
It's from the Schwarzenegger film, The Mars One.
Total Recall.
Total Recall, thank you.
2 weeks. Wow, Florence with the...
Yeah, Total Recall.
Sci-fi movie. Yeah.
I watched it.
Don't you remember the fat lady in the 2 weeks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks. I didn't remember the name of
yeah. That was a good impression of her.
Well, it was
are
really
you calling me fat?
Wild inside.
No, I'm calling you a woman.
I do declare.
Hi.
Hi, yes.
Pregnant pause.
That's right. I also picked up a bunch of stuff from the library. I picked up... well, lately I have been getting into Japanese comics. Specifically works by Osamu Tezuka and Naoki Urasawa. And they are amazing. I mean, I've never really read much manga before. Sorry. It sounds really weird for me to say
well,
that. And you know what? We Americanize words all the time, so I'm probably going to continue to say manga, even though it sounds better to my ears.
Mango.
Now you've been educated as to what the Japanese pronunciation is, and you can make any choice you want.
That's right. So
you can be as ignorant as you want to be.
Oh, you know what?
It's kind of an oxymoron.
But this stuff by Tezuka and Urasawa is... They are some of the best comics I've ever read. I've been reading Pluto, which is a...
I picked that up on your recommendation.
Mike picked up the first volume of Pluto. It's a modern version of an Astro Boy story from the 60s, I think, called The Greatest Robot in the World. And I've been reading 20th Century Boys by... those are both by Urasawa, who is an award-winning writer and artist in Japan. He's considered, like, one of their national treasures in terms of creators over there. Won multiple awards for his various things. You would probably like Pluto. It's all about robots, Marty.
I like robots.
You do? They don't really have boobs.
Are there boobs?
There are no boobs.
Are there spaceships?
Not really.
Oh.
But there are robots.
Paging
okay,
dudes, I don't see a lot of robots.
Oh, but you do.
That's kind of... Are they people-looking robots?
They're people-looking robots.
They're androids.
And 20th Century Boys is about a end-of-the-world cult type thing. He also wrote one called Monster, which is about doctors and serial killers. And then Osamu Tezuka, who created Astro Boy, is like the godfather of Japanese comics. And of soul, yes. Japanese soul. He created the robot with a soul, the Mighty Atom.
Data?
The Mighty Atom. Or Astro Boy, as he's known in the U.S. And I picked up a bunch of the Dark Horse trades of Astro Boy today. They're little ones, little digest size, little pocket size. I figure I'll tear right through those. The library might not be too happy about that. Get it, tear through the comics. Wow. Marty and Florence are actually reading comics right now.
Yeah, considering... I said I'd rather read comics than podcasts right now.
I've been so excited about Buddha, for example.
Yeah.
That's one of you read Buddha, Marty.
Yes.
This was by Osamu Tezuka, and it's a eight volume life of the Buddha, written in comic form. And
so, when you say life of the Buddha, what does that mean?
Well, Siddhartha, the man who was born, who became the Buddha.
It meets
so
the
you
Buddha.
Don't really
see,
know
I
that.
Don't really know any history. So I guess, so this was like its birth.
Yeah.
The first book.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, interesting.
See, you're being educated.
About
he's got
what?
Some smarts.
About
is
the
it,
Buddha.
Is that part of what religion?
Buddhism.
So, when I read this,
okay,
I gotta read
maybe this is all being lost on Marty.
Educate me, Jason. I got to read this page before this page.
Yes,
that
yes.
Me annoying.
Pluto is read right to left, and in fact, you have to read the panels right to left. And you have to read the balloons in the panels right to left as well. It you know what? You'll pick it up very quickly. Trust me, it's really not that hard. At first, you might read a few of the panels in the wrong order. But it won't be that difficult. Oh, you're going to return it unread now.
No. I'll give it a shot.
Tezuka was working on a number of comic form biographies, but he passed away in 89, I think. So he was doing one on Ludwig van Beethoven. That's how you'd say his name, right? Ludwig van Beethoven.
Ludwig van Beethoven.
Yeah.
Probably.
But he only got two volumes of that done. Which is kind of disappointing.
Mm. So, to be considered manga, does it have to be the back-to-front style?
No, not necessarily. The Buddha is actually, it says in the front of the various volumes of Buddha, that it is printed in mirror image so that Westerners can read it in the style that they're accustomed
You're
to.
Supposed to bring it to a mirror?
Yes. Totally. You know, it's...
How come the letters aren't backwards?
I'm finding that by reading these, I am getting more interested in reading other manga. Like, I'm actually going and looking at the manga sections at the library and at the bookstore. Although, I'm not quite ready to read, you know, the ones that the art is very triangular faces with big eyes and sweat when they
think about sex. You can blame Disney for
that. What?
You can blame Disney for that.
What do you mean?
Manga style was, came about because that was from Japanese seeing Disney films and picturing Americans with big eyes.
Well, what I've been finding out is that most of the manga artists were influenced by Tezuka, who he himself was influenced by Disney. But he doesn't do really big eyes necessarily.
I think I'm pretty sure that the big eyes were a Disney influence.
Really?
Yeah. At least that's what I'd always understood. Could be wrong for first time for everything, but you never know.
I think you're wrong.
It was the first time for everything.
How was Thor, Marty? Marty with Thor.
Well, it was pretty good. I don't know. I
think you missed an issue. I
probably have missed an issue. I don't feel like it really mattered. I mean, nothing's happening. You know, I felt like those first 8 issues or whatever of Thor that we read, like,
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of stuff happened in them, but it kind of set up, you know, the scene for nothing to happen for a long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it really feels like that's what we're in.
I've never been bothered by Straczynski's slow pacing. That doesn't bother me in a monthly comic.
Well, I think one of the reasons why I have more patience with him is because I know that his style is to have a plan.
Yeah, there's a plan and there's going to be a payoff.
Exactly. Like, if there was a writer who was known for just rambling on for 5 years, it'd be a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
how long was Babylon 5 on?
Okay.
Was it 5 years, wasn't it?
I characterize that, yeah. It was
and it finished.
And it had a beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah.
Did it ramble much?
I don't think so.
But he wasn't the only one writing it either.
No, but he mapped out and
yeah.
he knew where the story was going and all
mm-hmm.
the writers might have filled in episodes along the way.
What about Jeremiah? Wasn't he the creator of that? I don't know if he wrote any of them.
Well, I don't know. I never heard that he was attached to that.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Well, and
the
I'm
bullfrog?
Not to say that I've loved everything
huh?
he's done,
he's
but...
not the bullfrog.
No.
Slow pacing wouldn't worry me as much with him as the others.
I actually thought Jeremiah was based on a French comic. Wasn't it?
That I don't know.
What's the show Jeremiah about?
I don't know. It stars.
Oh, sure. Give me a.
Sorry.
Was it Susie?
No.
Okay.
It was just an alarm, wasn't it?
Okay.
Oh, that was my belly.
I thought
that
was
another
Lawrence.
Alarm.
That's hilarious.
Everything's being attributed to me now.
So you pretty much. Like, all of these comics
Jeepers, Jason.
I don't know. It's fine. I'm fine. I'm okay here. I don't know if they can even hear it.
I thought you were going to go into the Star Wars sign. Okay, we're okay here. How are you?
What were you saying, Marty?
I don't know. I was saying that I just read another... I read X-Factor, and then I picked up, you know, some other... Like Extraordinary or something. I don't know. One other X-Men comic.
Extraordinary.
And then I picked up Utopia X Dark Avengers or whatever. And it's like, it's all Norman Osborn and the Beast. Just over a Dark Beast. Like, freaking over and over again. Like, I've been reading the same comic 3 times now.
Oh, they have the Dark Beast in there. Here.
What's that?
Oh, the...
Where did
he come from?
He was from the Age of Apocalypse.
But how did he get into the regular?
Oh, I don't remember. There were 4 characters that crossed over from the Age of Apocalypse to the
right
to the regular Marvel Universe.
And that was him.
Him. You can probably come up with at least one of the others. X-Man.
Oh, X-Man.
Yeah.
There's a character named X-Man.
Yeah, Nate Gray, who was he Cyclops and Jean's son in the alternate universe?
I think so.
He's not around anymore. At least I don't think he is. Actually, Warren Ellis did some interesting stuff with him at the end of his run, too.
Oh.
Who else? Okay, Holocaust, the villain, who's not around anymore either.
You know, I never read Age of Apocalypse. People say it's awesome.
And Sugar Man.
Sugar Man?
Yeah.
I don't know who these people are. This was 90s stuff, right?
Age of Apocalypse was interesting.
I don't know.
It was better. You know, I was such a fan of the Chris Claremont era of the X-Men that post...
Give me a good mutant massacre or anything.
No kidding. That anything post that, I was kind of disappointed on. But for a while, I collected it anyway. And I really enjoyed Age of Apocalypse.
Huh. One of these days, I need to get caught up on why there are just a few other mutants left.
It's the Scarlet Witch. She basically said, no more mutants, and poof, they were gone. You know, lost her powers.
They pretty much said that... At that point, she was the most powerful person in the entire universe.
Her power originally was that she could manipulate probabilities. She could make the impossible possible. It then kind of evolved to a reality warping power.
Yeah.
So, and when they got to the House of M storyline, she was.
I have read that actually.
Okay. She was. So powerful, I mean, she was unstable, so of course she was super powerful, she saw all the misery being caused. So first thing she did is she created this alternate timeline, or alternate universe, where everybody had their heart's desire, which I thought was a pretty cool concept, especially the way they presented Wolverine and that he was the only one with any memories, because his heart's desire was that to have his memories.
Yeah.
So he's the only one that knows about what happened before the change.
An interesting thing for everyone to have their heart's desire. How do you deal with conflicting heart's desires?
Yeah, well, there was a little bit of that in some of them. Like, Gambit was a thief, but he was also in prison or something like that. So,
But two people went with the same person would be a good example of, like, then who gets them.
Yeah, it was weird because Spider-Man didn't... wasn't with Mary Jane, who he was at the time before.
But
that,
Uncle Ben was still alive.
Uncle Ben was still alive, and he was with Gwen Stacy, wasn't he? He was also kind of an arrogant...
Well, Gwen Stacy had never died.
Yeah. Which kind of implied that she was his true love all along.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Mary Jane has even kind of... has intimated that she knew that, you know... Gwen was his
first choice.
You know, though, you could read it a different way. Rather than him choosing one or another, he was choosing to have Noah and he loved die. And if
True.
She hadn't died, then he wouldn't have loved
Well, they
too.
None of
yeah.
them were really conscious choices either.
Right.
So, then, you know, obviously the whole plan of hers didn't work out and everything fell apart and everybody had a big fight. And she saw the misery caused and she interpreted it to be caused by... the mutants and Magneto's, her father Magneto, his war against humanity and mutant supremacy and everything. So her plan was get rid of mutants. So no more mutants.
Was that the end of House of M?
Yep, pretty much.
Yep.
Apparently I read all of that and then forgot that bit.
Yeah. And then they kind of screwed it up after that. In fact, in I would read that one. In House of M. They ended with at the X-Men's mansion. Iceman kind of comes out of his room and is apparently powerless. Next issue of X-Men that comes out is like, oh, guess what? He's not powerless. He still has them. So,
yeah.
For
well, of course. Just about every. Well, weren't the two big ones that they that supposedly they had depowered Charles and Magneto?
Both. Yeah, definitely Magneto. Did Charles lose his? I don't remember.
I thought both Professor X and Magneto were human.
Definitely Magneto was. And I don't remember when he gained them back, or if he ever did, actually. He's been used very sparingly since then. Now, there were other kind of higher profile ones. I mean, Richter, probably the only one that's still prominently featured in a comic book that was depowered. and still is.
Moonstone, but
Jubilee.
She's not in a comic anymore.
Well, yeah, she was for a little while. Moonstone
is
still depowered, but she's featured in New Mutants and has been in other comics since then.
Moonstone. Oh, you mean
Danielle
Moonstar.
Moonstar. Sorry, Moonstar, not Moonstone.
Yeah.
Who else?
It doesn't matter.
Blob. Ended up with just all this extra skin.
Well, they did. That was kind of interesting where they talked about the fact that a lot of the mutants who got depowered ended up dying because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were in situations where their powers were what was keeping them alive.
Yeah.
Magma's
true boyfriend.
They were in a lava bath. In a lava bath. And yeah, he all of a sudden was human in a lava bath. Whoops.
Yeah. I never liked the coincidence that the apparently 198 or so mutants that kept their powers all just happened to be featured in comic books before.
Yeah.
It was kind of elitist of the Scarlet Witch to choose just those.
So it was her choice?
Quicksilver also lost his powers.
That's true. Which led to all the fighting with the Inhumans.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's however people write it, you know, you have all these different writers, none of whom really talk to each other, because there's no bullpen anymore.
Well, there's no, yeah, the editors don't really do their job anymore.
So, it's up to the fans to figure out all the conflicting stuff, and then maybe the writers hear about it from the fans, and they rewrite that, which causes more problems. But hey, that's what makes comics fun, right? That's what keeps forums alive.
So
comics exist for forums now.
Well, yeah.
People are writing forums.
Then how come we don't have?
How
come we don't have a busy forum then?
We don't have a forum.
Maybe
we just have a
blog. If we did, we could see just exactly how many people don't listen to our podcasts or read our site.
We have a lot of regular listeners.
Regular listeners.
That's the four of us, isn't it?
I don't think any of us listen.
I don't listen to our podcast.
I was here the first time. I don't need
I don't even really listen to the ones that I'm not in.
I don't listen to the ones I am.
I used to listen to it.
I listen to the ones that I'm not in. Or the times I fall asleep.
I just don't like the way
I am very proud of you, Florence, for staying awake so far during this.
I appreciate that. I actually
podcast.
Was going to ask if it was going to wrap up soon because I'm ready.
We did say it was going to be a shorter one.
Well, and we're at 42 minutes, so.
Alright then.
Is there anything else that needs to be said?
The X-Men.
Next week, everyone who's at San Diego, have fun.
Yeah.
Read some comics. It's the San Diego Comic-Con.
Not
Don't
the
go
movie
to all
con.
The movie panels and TV panels. Read some comics. Visit some comic artists.
I would love to go to San Diego someday.
Me too.
Someday.
Except
it turns out that the guy was serious. He actually wanted me to come to... There's a guy I knew on Facebook who lives in San Diego. Even though the Comic-Con was sold out, he said that he could get me in. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Well,
it's not like the Pentagon or anything.
Well,
we get people into conversions.
You know, the thing
is
that this, did you know that if you buy a membership to San Diego and you can't go, you can...
There's still beaches.
Well, no, if you buy a ticket to the San Diego Comic-Con...
Mm-hmm.
And you can't go, within a certain amount of time before the convention, you can get a refund on your membership, but you cannot transfer it to somebody else. If you can't go at the last minute, that you're screwed out of that money.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm a fan. I don't know that I want to go to San Diego, because it sounds like they're
I don't think they're alone in that rule.
Yeah,
I think there are many conventions or things like that.
Yeah. I always say that I'd rather go to a convention that's about comics.
Well, apparently Wizard World isn't anymore.
I guess not.
Marvel DC does not have booths there, neither does who? Image?
Dark Horse. I don't know.
That would really change things. I mean, the last time we were at Wizard World, there were a lot of DC and Marvel panels and speakers and almost everything we went to.
I mean, I think that was...
It's now the New York Comic Con... Which I think is now...
And there's going to be a Chicago version of the New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
So we're going to start
Is it still
going to
be called
the
New York Comic Con?
Yeah.
And Marvel.
Well, and it's actually going to be in Chicago. It's going to be like on Navy Pier, I think.
And they're still going to call it the New York Comic Con, right?
The New York one?
In Chicago.
Okay.
Although
New
York Comic Con.
I think the Chicago one is the Chicago Comics and Entertainment Expo.
Oh.
That rolls off the tongue.
It's called C2E2, I guess, as opposed to Convergence's F2E2.
C2E2.
Yeah, Chicago Comics and Entertainment Expo, C2E2.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
F2E2?
Their coffee shop is called F2E2.
What does it stand for?
Coffee, COF2E2.
COFFEE. Yes.
Okay. Let's, with that note, let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes.
And we'll be
if
back
you listen,
again
thank
soon.
You. If you didn't listen, fuck you.
That's right. No, anyone who didn't listen, because a big fuck you from us.
Yes.
No, from Mike only.
From people who did not listen.
All right. Good night.
Okay. Good night.